Yisroel, and today's daf yomi is Bevakama daf yod zayin, Bevakama 17. Today's daf yomi is dedicated for Yeshua, for Atzalah, for all of Am Yisrael. And so the daf yomi tells us that when Chizkiyahu the king died, Chizkiyahu the king of Yehuda, when he died, it was a tremendous loss. And the Rabbanan wanted to give such great honor to Chizkiyahu. And the reason is because we know that during the time of Chizkiyahu, the Torah study was ubiquitous. Everybody was studying Torah with such diligence that from Dan until Beersheba, they didn't find any man or woman, any child at all that was not an expert in the laws of Tumah and Tahara, purity and impurity. So what did they do to honor Chizkiyahu? They established a yeshiva, a Torah study, on his grave. So Rabbi Nos and Rabbanon have an argument. One said it was for 3 days, and one said it was for 7 days. One said it was for 30 days. And the Brisa says that they did such a great honor for him that they placed a Sefer Torah on his bed, and they said, Kiyem zeh mashakosu b'zeh. This person fulfilled that which is written in that. But then the other position of the Gemara is, no, they didn't just say, this person fulfilled which is written with that. They said, this person taught. And that was the greatest honor of all. The greatest honor of all, we see, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, it was that Chizkiyahu was a teacher, limid. Limid Masha Kosa Bazet. He taught the Torah, that he taught what was written in that Torah. And that's the greatest honor that we could say about a person as they come to their death.